Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad you're hanging out with us for one more show. Got a lot more, but I don't know if this keeps going, Don.
That's a good thing.
It's kind of amazing how fast the weeks just fly by.
I know. We're coming to that last three quarters of 2025, but lots of good stuff nonetheless coming up for the day. We're going to talk a little bit about the opener. Lots of good things that for the deer hunt that's coming. And we're also going to talk about Mille Lacs and the winter fishing season. You're going to want to stick around for that. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be here. It is officially November.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. Holiday season. Hunting season. Let's
go. It's been hunting since September. Come on. You're speaking of behind the times.
Okay, but for... Hey, no, that's not fair. Just because you started Trailer Park Boys now...
Yeah.
Being behind the times, because you are, doesn't mean that I'm behind the times. I'm waiting for... Rifle season,
hey,
shotgun season,
archery, pheasant, everything. That's all opens all over early. Squirrel. I mean, come on.
They don't have antlers.
Neither do does, and people still shoot them.
Yeah, during deer
That's
season.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is archery season, and you can get a lot bigger deer many times that way.
You know, I don't hear many people that take does during the archery season.
I think you have.
There's a few.
Yeah, I think you have a capability.
If you really need to fill your freezer, you fill your freezer and then go for something nice.
Is that what you do?
Or the only thing I will say is with archery, you're going to want to get lined up on that trophy buck before the firearm season starts. And you have 400 million people in the woods, right? So I think that's... Really, and the other
million?
Thing is, and once people start walking around in the woods and prepping stands and everything else, and
getting
that's,
it all stinky,
yeah,
I'm just gonna put my trail cams out now.
Oh, I know you are, and then we'll get a report every week, and it'll be he was there when I wasn't there again.
You know, I will say, just today, twice I've had to avoid wildlife with my vehicle. I had one standing right in the lane in town this morning. And then this afternoon, I counted them. There were 10 turkeys standing on the curb.
Well, they're waiting to cross. It's a turkey crossing.
It was. Well, the sign was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was waiting for the school kids on the other side of the road. I'm waiting for them to cross, and then there'd be some chasing going on.
One of the things that's come up, and it has been a point of contention, is the limits that you are the regulations that are out and in specific areas that have a heavy wildlife and deer, specifically deer population. And the insurance companies are attending these meetings that are looking at regulations, and they want regulations to be having the ability to have a second, third, or fourth tag in areas where they're having vehicle collisions with deer.
Yeah.
because it's getting to a big, it's becoming a really big issue.
It's body shop season.
Oh, I had it and it wasn't even body shop season, Don. I came back from Lake Michigan and driving, I forget what town it was through, and deer runs out of the ditch. It wasn't in front of me. It ran into me.
Oh, ran inside of your vehicle?
Ran and hit the front quarter, yeah. right in front of the wheel.
Yep.
Trashed the bumper, trashed the quarter, inner quarter panel, outer quarter panel. It creased the driver door, nicked the back panel, it dented the bed of the truck, and then trashed the bumper on the way out, and it was $16,000.
Oh, yeah.
16.
Oh, well, that's why the insurance company was at the meeting.
That's, you know, so you look at those kinds of things, and it's,
yeah,
it's
there's
tragic.
There's a lot of states that, you know, I know neighboring state here in Wisconsin, I have friends that their goal is to take five deer, but they honestly consume. I mean, they process all their meat and probably help out a few other folks as well.
Oh, yeah. No, and it can go to good causes, you know, the
veterans organizations and,
you know, Habitat for Humanity. You know, they used to do the deer.
The hides.
Hides, yep. And that kind of thing. But nonetheless, those kinds of things, you don't realize it. I know way back when I used to work in Woodbury, and Woodbury was expanding back in Burger Brothers, if you remember way back in that time frame, in Sporting Goods Place. I used to hunt out back of the store in the mornings and at night when I got done with work. And I'd watch people, big open field right there, and watch people going into a movie theater. I'm lining up on a doe to shoot a doe right there. But the counter to that is the number of traffic collisions from that wooded area I was in going across and not far from that shopping center was astronomical.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I mean, they're better off if they're taking in hunting season than end up getting hit by a vehicle.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure the numbers are put out there for how many
collisions.
Vehicles.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So we could check into that for.
It was just, I wanted to sit and get a handle on.
Okay.
It wasn't where I normally would hunt. I just went out to another area. But
did any come by and visit?
No visits. Off in the distance there was, but I wasn't going to get any excitement about that. I just want to make sure everything was good and put some darts down range, as they say, with the bow, and pretty impressed. Haven't shot for a while, and I was able to get some probably 2-inch groups at about
30 yards.
It was 30, but it was off 1 inch low and left. But I figure there's a lot of things that could play in it because I shot like 22 arrows. And when you get to that 22nd one, when you've got some poundage, it gets a little.
You start quivering a little bit, do you?
I didn't get it a lot, but hey, you remember way back when I couldn't even pull the bow back?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a heavy-duty deal because of that shoulder muscle? No problem. 60-some pound now, I can pull it back. And not that I need it, but yeah, pretty cool. Well, tell you what, pretty cool is what we are going to be when we come back. Hang tight with us in your car, in your armchair, lounger chair, barca lounger, whatever you're sitting in, and we'll be right back.